MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. Jesus Alonso Cerezo Espedito, a 51-year-old from Carlsbad, pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute 500 grams and more of cocaine and 5 grams and more of methamphetamine. He's the eighth individual indicted after a 2023 law enforcement operation in Carlsbad. Other individuals charged after the operation have also pled guilty to federal crimes. Espedito took possession of an ice chest containing drugs in Mexico. According to the DOJ, he was supposed to take the chest to Carlsbad, but it left in a parked car in El Paso, Texas. Espedito is still awaiting sentencing for the case. A Hobbs band behind bars after a tip led Lee County Drug Task Force agents to investigate him for trafficking fentanyl pills into Hobbs from Albuquerque on February 7th. Task Force agents reportedly informed by a confidential informant that Hobbs resident Poetry Royal was transporting thousands of fentanyl pills from Albuquerque using a rental car. The confidential informant alleging Royal bringing the narcotics into Hobbs and supplying several individuals in the area, and Royal had already made several trips to Albuquerque in rental cars to purchase thousands of fentanyl pills. On February 10th, task force agents requesting assistance from Lee County Sheriff's officials in locating Royal, who was reportedly believed to be driving a black Toyota RAV4, the car located on Highway 18, mile marker 67, just south of Lovington, and deputies identified Royal as the driver along with two passengers. FEMA selecting a new director to lead operations at the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Claims Office in New Mexico and the Stafford Act Wildfire Disaster Recovery Operation based in Santa Fe. Jay Mitchell will be tasked with making sure those were impacted by the fire have their claims approved and receive payment from the federal government. Mitchell's a former director of the New Mexico Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. According to FEMA, he brings more than 30 years of military and civilian experience where he's overseen teams in support of emergency management operations. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.